Beware. After a year-long hiatus, health officials warn the flu may return this season with a vengeance. Last year in Simcoe Muskoka we, in fact, didn't have any cases of influenza, which is a first, definitely, in my career, said Mary Ann Holmes, acting vice president of the immunization department for the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit. And province-wide, there were only 26 laboratory-confirmed influenza cases reported. All the preventative measures we took to fend off COVID-19 kept us clear of the influenza virus. But now that we're not keeping others at as much of a distance and we've let our guard down somewhat with widespread vaccination against COVID-19, there is expectation that not only will influenza return, but that it could hit hard. The fear is that with little or no flu cases last year, our immunity to it may not be as strong, meaning we may be more susceptible to it this year. We're worried that it's going to come back with a vengeance this year, said Barry pediatrician Dr. Rania Hiram. I highly recommend the flu shot for anyone over 6 months. Flu vaccine uptake was somewhat higher in this area last year, Holmes says. National statistics indicate the flu vaccine coverage last season was not different from the previous season. Public Health Ontario indicated an increase in coverage in Ontario for long-term care and hospital staff in Ontario. Delivery of flu vaccine to healthcare providers began this week, with the aim of targeting the highest risk patients, including those at long-term care homes and hospitals. By early November, the general population will be able to access the flu vaccine at pharmacies and primary healthcare facilities. It is important, though, people also recognize that COVID and influenza are different viruses, so they need both vaccines in order to protect themselves against both viruses, said Holmes. People who are not vaccinated for influenza are at risk of having more severe disease if they do catch influenza. Getting the flu shot is important not only to protect ourselves, but also to protect those around us. The shot, she added, helps to keep the infection down and can help prevent the spread of influenza. Just how bad the flu season will be remains to be seen. But Holmes says it's inevitable that it will return. Hiram is concerned that children may be vulnerable, especially with waning immunity because of the flu's absence last year. Influenza has traditionally been a bit of a nightmare in the winter months, especially for kids. That's when we typically see admissions. I know a lot of people have forgotten about influenza because COVID was on the forefront, she said. We're worried that it's going to come back with a vengeance this year, she said. I highly recommend the flu shot for anyone over 6 months. Hiram does hope, however, as we continue to practice at least some of the precautions, such as handwashing and masking in public places, that the flu may not end up being so virulent. She says if there's a year to be vaccinated, it's this one. Children aged 6 months and up getting an influenza vaccine for the first time are given 2 doses a month apart, and after that it's just 1 shot. Hiram encourages parents to seek the vaccination from their family physician for children under 5, and those 5 and older can access their shot through a pharmacy.